Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Rabbi Aaron Goldscheider, a longtime contributor to OU Torah, has been delivering a new series at the OU Israel Center on the thought of Rav Soloveitchik. In this excerpt from a shiur entitled Rav Soloveitchik on Chanukah, Rabbi Goldscheider discusses how Chanukah came to be the observance most firmly entrenched through all strata of Jews.
In one of the talks that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave regarding Chanukah, he opened the talk by quoting a Zohar. And in the Zohar, it says the following. It's the top source on your sheet. In Hebrew, it's Afilu Sifrei Torah Shebe'aron Tzrichin Mazel. I'm not sure if you've ever heard that phrase. It means even the Sifrei Torah that are in the Ark need Mazel as well. Now, what does that mean, that even a Sefer Torah, even the Torah scrolls need Mazel? So I think in a plain sense, what that line means is that you have many Sifrei Torah in the Ark, right? You have 5 Sifrei Torah, 10 Sifrei Torah, and somehow there's going to be 1 or 2 that will be used, and then the other ones, it may be 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, and they're just sitting in the Ark. So even a Sefer Torah, all of us need Mazel in life, right? We all need good Mazel. But even the Sifrei Torah, says the Zohar, need Mazel as well. Which Sefer is going to be pulled out of the Ark, is going to be read from? And Rabbi Soloveitchik said in opening with that comment that it's true of Chanukah, and Chanukah had the Mazel. Chanukah, for some reason, and I guess we can talk about this, maybe we'll see this as we learn this morning, it had Mazel. It had Mazel that the Jewish world, and across the spectrum, that there was a love for Chanukah, that there was an observance of Chanukah. And whatever community you're in, Orthodox, conservative, Reform, across the board, Chanukah and children, right, from all communities, love Chanukah. And he said that when it comes to other holidays, and he said even when it comes to the Shabbos, that the Shabbos didn't have the same Mazel as Chanukah does. I think one of the reasons for that is in terms of the timing of Chanukah, that it falls out where there's another big holiday, a secular holiday on the calendar, and Jews wanted to have a holiday of their own at that time. That could certainly be part of the story, but there may be other parts of the story as to why Chanukah is popular, why it had Mazel. Yes, that's true. Just lighting menorah, and it's pretty and it's easy to do. You're right. It's not a 24-hour fast, or it's not learning all night on Shavuos. But you know, you have Purim, and Purim also doesn't have, well, I guess you have to sit in shul for 2 hours. People don't want to do that. But Purim never really got the traction. I think a little bit more today, but a more secular assimilated Jew didn't know of Purim. You know, that wasn't a day that they, maybe the shul is a reason why people stay away. Okay. So what is it about Chanukah that is that draws all of us to Chanukah, draws all Jews to Chanukah? So that's something that we'll see as we study together this morning. And here I want to go to a Hasidic story, which is told by Rabbi Soloveitchik, which again is a little bit out of character for Rabbi Soloveitchik to tell a Hasidic story, but he does that as a way of speaking about Chanukah and getting to the core of Chanukah. Let me share the story with you. The way that Rabbi Soloveitchik told it, and then we'll see the way that he applied the story to Chanukah. So 2 Hasidic rebbes. I'm actually reading the story to you. And by the way, this is from a book called Days of Deliverance, which is a book about Purim and Chanukah. Wonderful book, a collection of many of the drashot and classes that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave on both of those holidays. There were 2 Hasidic rebbes, brothers, Rabbi Zusha of Anapol and Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk, right? 2 very well-known Hasidic rebbes. They were once assaulted by a band of peasants while traveling. The peasants beat Rabbi Zusha soundly while they left Rabbi Elimelech alone. At the inn later that night, while the brothers were reciting their evening prayers, Rabbi Elimelech began to weep. So Rabbi Elimelech was the one that was not hurt that day, but during davening, he started crying. Rabbi Zusha called out to his brother to reassure him, "Why are you crying, dear brother? Don't worry about me. My wounds don't hurt very much." "No, that's not why I'm crying," answered Rabbi Elimelech. I'm crying because they didn't beat me too. They beat you because they could detect your godliness, which they hate. Apparently, they didn't see any godliness in me. Probably there is something non-Jewish in me, and that is why I am crying. So Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk said that they didn't get angry with me. They didn't beat me up because they didn't really sense the Kedusha in you. They sensed the Kedusha, and therefore they went after you. They beat you up. So how does this apply to Hanukkah? So says Rabbi Soloveitchik, we have to look very carefully at the holiday of Hanukkah, and we need to identify the real celebration and the real teaching and the real message of Hanukkah. And it could be that we're missing that teaching. It could be that if we don't analyze it properly, that we're really seeing something in Hanukkah that's not there, or something that we should not necessarily be taking away from Hanukkah.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.